If you're reading a good book and you come across a great quote, what do? You highlight it. It stands out to you. It resonates with your heart and you want to remember it. Those are the words and lines that show up in memes and quotes all throughout our feed on social media. We copy and paste and want to share with the world these words that have sharpened us or challenged us to move forward, think deeper, or see something in a new way. We get inspired by what we highlight. What are you highlighting? I love to highlight in my Bible. The words of God, every single one, are worth highlighting. Still, there are some that stand out to me on my journey. Those verses, those words are highlighted, underlined, and circled, so I won't easily forget them. I can go back and be reminded and encouraged of what is true. Many of those words are hidden deep in my heart. I recently went home to celebrate and remember my dad. It was his first birthday in heaven. It's so bittersweet. Our hearts ache for his presence while we at the same time have joy knowing he is in the presence of the Lord. Over the years, my dad did a lot of highlighting. He had many Bibles and books. He was forever a student in many ways. And it's been so cool to go through all the books and Bibles and see sections and words that shaped and molded him. Words that meant something or encouraged him or words he knew would encourage those around him were highlighted, underlined, or earmarked. My dad loved words, and I now am paying attention to the words that meant something to him, the words he highlighted. I was sitting in his chair at home and was actually writing a bit for these devotionals. The question kept coming to my mind, what are you highlighting? I was looking through my own Bible, and one section of scripture definitely stands out with underlines and highlights. It's Hebrews 11 and 12, the Faith Hall of Fame. I looked up and saw my grandfather's Bible up on the mantle. I never knew my grandfather, my dad's dad. He passed away one Sunday in the pulpit after reading his scripture for the sermon. He had a massive heart attack. My dad was only 18. I thought to myself as I looked up at that Bible, I wonder what he highlighted. I got up, dusted off his Bible, and settled back into my dad's chair. I opened it up to Hebrews chapter 11, and I smiled really big. Like my dad, I love words, but in that moment, I had none. I could only smile as I looked over the pages and verses. Just as I have in my own Bible, everywhere you read the words, by faith, they were underlined and highlighted, sections marked and set apart for a purpose, to be reminded of what is true. It was a really special moment. I never met my granddad, F.G. Carroll, but I sure feel like I knew him because of my dad. They both walked by faith. They both believed the words of God and didn't just read them on Sunday. They highlighted the words, hid them deep in their heart, and lived them out every single day. Words matter. We are shaped by them. What are you highlighting? What words are you allowing into your heart? If they aren't true and do not align with the words of God, they are leading you and your family astray. Revelation 21:5. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." The word of God, after heaven and earth pass away, Jesus said in Matthew 24, will remain. Spend more time in those words. Let them sink deep in your heart. Abide in them. Let them light your path each new day. Highlight those words and underline them for those who will come behind you. Write them on your walls and speak them over your children. May they be shaped by the words of God more than the words of this world. The words my grandfather highlighted and underlined meant something to my dad. Now they mean something to me. They point me back to the only thing that matters, faith. That's the truth. Where is your faith? What are you highlighting? If your faith journey is stalled out, go highlight some words in Hebrews chapters 11 and 12. Be encouraged by the faith of those who have gone before us and the faith they held so dear. Discover it for yourself and get to highlighting and living out in your life what is true. I'm Lori Klein.